Hi, I'm Jack from Socrates, and I'm at the radio station with my sister Katie. You're listening to WGXC Aqua. Have a nice day!
Got questions about technology, cybersecurity? Whether it's a remote car starter or jellyfish, try your luck at stumping our panel on the Thingularity radio program. Just send your questions to CatskillMakersInfo@gmail.com. That is CatskillMakersInfo@gmail.com. And one of our many interns will be electroshocked into inducing an answer for your listening pleasure. Listen to the Thingularity radio program every first Thursday of each month at 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM or anytime at WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marjorie and Michael Wild of Rockville, Maryland. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I'm just say, gotta mean it from your heart.
Hey, good morning, Brightsiders. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. There ain't no shame in my game. I need him. I got any witnesses out there? Yes, Lord. I need you. That is Mr. Donnie McClurkin, Reverend Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Donnie McClurkin. And he's been on the scene for a while, y'all. He's got so many awards, Stellar Awards, Grammy Awards, Dove Awards, Soul Train Awards, NAACP Image Awards. He's one of the hosts of a show called Sunday Best. He's out there. He's got, oh my God, such a playlist. And I forget what they call that when, you know, they have all those catalogs. That's what it is. Thank you, Lord. He has a tremendous catalog. But we play him from time to time, and I hope that he's blessing you in your heart and in your mind. He certainly blesses me, and I wanted to share that with you today. Sometimes it's that way, you know. It's like, I need you, Lord. Hello, I need you. I need you. Ain't nothing wrong with needing God. Ain't nothing wrong with needing others. No man is an island. No man stands alone, right? But, Lord, when you can't find nobody to stand with you, it's good to know that God will. Say, Lord, I need you. Well, how y'all been doing? Oh, my goodness. It's so good to be here. It's a joy. It's a privilege to come and be here at WGXC. You know, we're here in beautiful downtown Hudson in Columbia County. This is WGXC Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. Keep your ears open. We'll be here. We ain't going nowhere, not for another 45, 49, 50 minutes. And while we're here, you know what we do? We bring you music with a message. I got another one for you right now, and I like this song, too. Well, you know, I ain't going to bring nothing I don't like unless it's, like, controversial. I need to talk to y'all about it. And it ain't happening that way today. All of these are here to bless us, and I want to bless you some more. This one is called Jacob's Song. See if you can relate. See if you know what story in the Bible she talking about. Miss Brianna, Miss Bree, Jacob's Song.
Nowhere to go at the end of the road. I know you can save me. I made some mistakes, and I am to blame. I know you can change me. So here I am, crying out, Lord, please save me this time.
Time.
I won't let go. I won't let go till you change my soul, till you change my name. I'm no longer the same. Let me give you a little Bible enlightenment. Bible enlightenment. Keep it light. Bible light. Bible enlightenment. That's a story about Jacob, and he was a twin, and he hustled his brother out of his birthright, and he was on the run, and you know, God, you know, he had this time with God, and God took care of him. He told God, look, if you take, I'm broke right now, God, I ain't got nothing, but if you give me and bless me, I'm going to give you 10%. So anybody out there that know about the tithe situation, you know, that's one of the references where it comes up in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, first book, right? And so, amen, he goes out and God blesses him, you know, and he's ready to come back home. And he's got wives and children and servants and animals. He got all kind of stuff. Amen. And praise the Lord. He's wrestling with this angel of the Lord. Turns out he's wrestling with the Lord himself. And he won't let go. He won't let go. And finally, the Lord touches his thigh, and the thigh bone goes out of whack, and he ends up having a limp for the rest of his life. But he's telling him, I don't care what you do. I ain't letting you go till you bless me. And it's like that sometimes, beloved. It's like that. We got to hold on and say, God, I don't care. I'm going through hell and high water. I'm going through fire and flood. But I'm not letting go of you till you bless me. That's why I love that song. It makes that scripture real simple. And beloved, guess what? After all of that battling with the Lord, his name was changed from Jacob, which meant a usurper, to Israel. So, yes, when we talk about the nation of Israel, there it is. There it is. Jacob and his story. Israel meaning contend with God, right? Wrestle with God. Don't just walk away. Just don't give up. Well, I'm not going to just walk away. I'm not just going to give up. Can't tell you what to do. But I know sometimes it be that way, man. You got to just, you know, go to the mat with God and work it out, figure it out, wrestle it out till you get your blessing. And beloved, there is a blessing in the messing. So just because things getting messy don't mean that God ain't going to bless you. You know, God is good. So I'm going to give you a few back to back to back. All right. I'm going to give you a little bit of Zach Williams. He got a new one out. Loving this. Mr. Charles Jenkins in the Fellowship Choir with a song called Grace. Ah, yes, yes, yes. And then the Tommy's Reunion with a song called He Worked It Out. All right, so y'all don't go nowhere. Be right there and let us bless you some more with music with a message. Hallelujah to you, God. Amen. Yep, here it is. There it is. Whoop, there it is.
There I was, empty-handed, crying out from the pit of my despair. There you were, in the shadows, holding out your hand, you made me there. And now where would I be without you? Where would I be, Jesus? You were the voice in the desert, calling me out in the dead of night, fighting my battles for me. You were my rescue story, lifted me up from the ashes, and carried my soul from death to life, bringing me from glory to glory. You were my rescue story. You are, you are my rescue story. You are, you are. You write in the pages before I had a name, before I needed grace. Oh, you sing songs of redemption. Every time I ran away,
You never gave up on me. You were my testimony. Oh, you never gave up on me. You never gave up on me. You were my testimony. Oh, you never give up on me. Oh, you never give up on me. Oh, this is my testimony. Oh, you were a voice in the desert, calling me out in the dead of night, fighting my battles for me. You were my rescue story, lifted me up from the ashes, carried my soul from death to life, bringing me from glory to glory. You were my rescue story. You are.
Hey, how'd y'all like that? That was Mr. Zach Williams with Rescue Story. That is my rescue story. If I only had time to tell you all about the times that I was rescued. I almost drowned as a child, and someone came out there and rescued me, caught up in an undertow. Next thing I know, I was on the beach with somebody over me. You know what I'm saying? And but that was only the only time, but that was not the only time. Many, many, many times. So when I heard this song, Rescue Story, I was like, yes, sir, you singing my story. Well, beloved, we are back, and I interrupted my back-to-back-to-back-to-back because I have someone that came into the studio, and we're going to hear from him in a moment. We're all going to play those other selections for you, but I just wanted to give him a chance to say hello to our WGXC listeners, to our bright siders out there, to our friends, those who just stumbled onto the dial, and those who are online, and those who are online or on the dial every time it's Bright Side Wednesday. Pastor Ed Cross, say hello to the folks, Pastor Ed.
Hello, how are you?
They're not going to hear you. You got to come closer
to
the mic.
Hello, how are you? God bless you.
Yes, this is our brother from another mother, and he stopped in to talk to us a little bit about something coming up, so we're going to be back on that. But right now, I'm going to give you some more and some more and some more. This one, you've heard it before. We're going to play it again. This is Grace by Mr. Charles Jenkins. Be blessed, beloved.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
The time, but I know he is a friend. of mine. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me.
Thank you, Lord, for being sweet, sweet. Ah, taste and see that the Lord is good. And that was Grace by Charles Jenkins and the Fellowship Choir. Well, beloved, we are going to backtrack on that back to back. We're going to have a little convo in a minute. I wanted to just, you know, share with you guys that since I was here last and got a chance to talk with you last, I have celebrated a birthday. Yes, I am 1 year closer to 100 and feeling pretty good about it. Had some friends down home, which is Queens, who threw me a surprise, a birthday party. Actually, it wasn't too much of a surprise, but they worked their little hearts out to make it a surprise. But it was a blast. It was a wonderful, wonderful time. So shout out to all of my Overcomer Ministry, Great Allen Cathedral, Prayer Line Family, everybody that worked so hard and came together, and some folks just meeting for the first time. It was just wonderful. So thank you. I love you. I'm still flying high off of that. And since we spoke together last, how about our young people who came out with Climate Strike Week. My goodness. So I got to give snaps and claps to all of those young people, Miss Greta Thunberg, of course, in Sweden. Y'all know the story. If you don't, she began to just strike from school and sit out in front of the legislative branch buildings with signs about climate control in Sweden. And at first she was out there by herself. And then little by little, people started to join her. And then it became a movement. Sometimes we can't be afraid to be out there by ourselves, right? And sometimes it's not that easy, but look what it produced. We have our young people, and they declared we are not Generation Z. And I thought about that when I first heard Generation Z. I was like, is that a prophetic word? Is this the last generation? They said, we are not going to be the last generation, right? So, anyway, snaps and claps to them. I have a song that I want to dedicate to all of those young people who are stepping up. I'm going to play that in a minute. But Pastor Ed is here. Hallelujah. And I called up and I invited him today because in a couple of days, something's going on. And some of you out there might not know about it, want to hear about it. And those who know about it might excite you a little bit more. So, Pastor Ed, come on and tell the people about what's going on.
Well, I'm just here to let you know that Christ is alive. God is alive, and he rules the course of all human events. And on October 5th, we're going to have a march for the Lord, a march for Christ. You see, we walk for everything else. It's about time we walk for the one who made everything. Father God, it says one nation under God. One nation under God. We were founded in the name of the Lord. We look at our money and we see, in God I trust. So on Saturday, what we intend to do is to lift up the name of God, to lift up the name of Jesus. We'll be marching down Warren Street, starting at 7th Street, going down to the riverfront, telling the story of how God, Jesus sacrificed himself. Jesus sacrificed for us, and because of that, we are still here, and we want to give him his due. We're going to be having sermonettes. We're going to be singing gospel. We're just going to be lifting up the name of God. We have games for our children to play, and we're playing all in the name of God. And we're saying, if only for this brief moment, we're going to put our hearts and minds on the Lord.
Amen. hallelujah. This is something that has become an annual event here in Hudson, and with building up. So I'm glad that you were able to come by and talk a little bit about that today. Certainly we are excited. There's such a move of God, I believe, in our county and in our region. Churches and Christians are coming together, and people who are seeking, or people who are skeptical, or people who don't know, never heard, all are invited. And it's just wonderful to see what was happening in the name of God, the things that are good that are happening in the name of God. Because we know there are things that are not good that happen in his name and under his name, supposedly by his name. But we're just coming to let people know that God loves.
Yes.
Right? He so loved the world, right? He gave his only son. That's what it's about, beloved. It's not about the politics and who's in office and who's not in office and, you know, who marries who and who does what. It's about Jesus came and gave himself for us. He sacrificed himself for us.
Right.
So I am excited about that. I'm excited about that. And certainly we are praying and we are with you in that. Beloved, I have this song I want to play next, and then we'll come back and hear a little bit more about the who and the when again. But this song, hallelujah, is called He Worked It Out. I'm dedicating this one, the next one, to our young people who are saying, we got to work this out, y'all. And let me tell you, I don't think that he can work this out without us. I don't think God will work it out without us. So let's get it together, y'all. Let's get with the plan. Let's get with the plan.
Just when I thought it was over, ready to throw in the towel, God sent the word to bless me. He worked it out. He worked it out. Just when I thought it was over, ready to throw in the towel, God sent the word to bless me.
are listening to WGXC Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. Already working. Yes. You feel him working, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
thank
he's already
Lord.
Working.
Thank you.
All right. So when is this going to be again?
This is going to be October 5th, this coming Saturday. We'll be getting together at 7th Street Park at 2:30, and the parade will start at 3. As I said, we'll be walking down to the waterfront to have a good time in the name of the Lord. You know, all too often, you know, we say that our religion should be kept to ourselves. But now it's time. It's time to stand up for the Lord. If God has been good to you, you ought to show some time, some side.
All right.
Okay.
You know, people have an issue about religion. And I tell people, you know, there are things we do religiously. Like, you know, you get up in the morning and you go to the bathroom. You do that religiously. You know, you go and you brush your teeth. You know, you take your shower or do your bird bath. Well, hopefully whatever, do something before you go out in public. You know what I'm saying? There's some things we just do religiously. And what religion does is help point us to a relationship with God. You know, that we put into that relationship and we build that relationship and we work on that relationship with God, which helps us to build and work on relationships with man and with one another, right?
Amen.
You know, and so don't be scared. Don't be
stand
scared
up.
by the word religion. You know, you do stuff religiously anyhow, you know, anyhow. But, you know, that's just a little personal opinion. And like noses, we all have them, right? So, but we are here with music with a message. Music with a message. And I do have another selection that I want to dedicate to our young people. We hear you. I hear you. We hear you. And this one is by Elevation Worship. And guess what, beloved? We serve an unstoppable God. Y'all go ahead in the name of the Lord and be unstoppable.
Thank you.
Unstoppable God, that is who you are, unstoppable. Let your kingdom come. Wow, beloved, it's hard to believe we're almost at that time. Just a few more minutes to unwind. But we are glad that we've had this time together, and we're not done yet. We're going to keep it moving and keep it grooving. Pastor Ed, Pastor Ed?
Yes.
Yes. Well, you're getting ready to get out and do some things that you got to do and put anything together with you. Want to shout anybody out?
Oh, yes. My wife, she woke me up one morning at 3 o'clock in the morning, said we needed to walk for Christ. And we have been walking ever since.
All right.
Praise ye the Lord.
Sister Ida Pearl. All right. Beside every good man is a great woman. Well, truly we shout her out. Praise the Lord. I want to do some shout outs. We had some birthdays in October. October 1st, Sister Bettina Young, she's a school psychologist over in Catskill. We shout you out. Happy birthday. And October 1st also was Brother Pierre June. Shout you out. Had a wonderful celebration of his birthday yesterday at the club Helsinki. So we shout you out, my brother. And I have a sister. Her birthday is Friday, Rhea, over there. We shouting you out, sis, and happy birthday to you. And happy birthday to my brother, Eddie. Shouting you out, happy birthday to you. Any October birthdays in your tribe?
A few. My sister, Leslie, who's passed on now.
Yes, remember her.
Blessings on her. My brother David, whose birthday is October 31st, and my brother Vernon, who also has passed on, his birthday was September 30th.
All right.
And we lift them all up in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes. Well, I remember Vernon and Leslie, and they're dear in our heart and our spirit and our memories, and we thank God for their lives. And yes, we do celebrate our October birthdays. You just reminded me, I have a cousin, Rasul. Happy birthday to you too, dude, October 31st. So, yes, we are excited about these revolutions around the sun. And like I told everyone, I'm 1 year closer to 100. All right. Well, Pastor Ed, so glad that you stopped by.
Thank you.
And the Lord say the same. And the creek don't rise. We'll see you
on
Saturday.
Shine
all right.
Upon you.
Thank you, my brother. Give my love. All right, beloved. Well, we're back here with a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere, and we're doing it right here at WGXC 90.7 FM with me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. I hope you're being blessed today and that we've helped and added to that in some way. We're sharing our songs that give you a message through the music. Our next one up I want to share with you, this is Miss Jennifer Hudson, and this was the young people taking it to the streets and taking it to the next level as well. And we want to, you know, just thank God for the young people stepping up. You know, they stepping up. And as in the church, they're not the church of tomorrow. They're the church of today. They're the church of what's happening right now. And anyway, this is a couple of years back. And this was out there in D.C. on the Washington Mall. Miss Jennifer Hudson with the times, they are a changing.
Come together, round children, wherever you're wrong. And admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better stop swimming. Are you singing like a storm? Because they are changing. Come, brothers, or critics, prophesy.
Times they are a changing. Some regards, the old folks used to say, the more things change, the more they stay the same. I had this interesting conversation last night, and distinguished doctor in our community, and he was, you know, looking at the bright side, and he said, you know, I think the current administration and our current presidency has served a purpose in that all of this prejudice and hatred and all of this stuff that's out there in the waves and the atmosphere and the environment and our culture and our communities today. He said, you know, was it the case that it was always there? Or I said, yes, it was always there. It has been there. But, you know, because of some of the changes that have occurred, it was easy for people, especially those not being impacted directly or indirectly impacted, not to see it, you know. And so now it's there. And, you know, and his opinion was that it was a good thing that, you know, because if it's there and it's not being seen or dealt with, it's just there festering and getting worse. And so it's a good thing that now it's, you know, coming out into the open. And so I concur with that. It is a good thing. So many people were resistant, resentful, offended. If people of color would try to share experiences where we knew that a lot of that stuff was still there and we were dealing with it and experiencing it, and people were insulted and offended because we've come so far, you know. And but as we were talking and sharing, you know, it's like, you know, in entertainment and celebrity, you know, people of color have come so far, and you know, they have these roles. And then I had to point out that, you know, yeah, there was a woman, I understand, who received an Emmy Award the other day. And she used her platform and, quote unquote, her whiteness to talk about discrimination in entertainment and how actors need to get equity and pay, not based just upon their color. And so I was sharing with him how, you know, yes, there are people in the room and at the table, but, you know, they getting a crumb and other people are getting a slice and getting the whole pie. And people say, oh, well, they're in the room, they're at the table. But that's not equality. And my Bible, in another Bible-lightenment moment, tells me that in the beginning God created them, male and female, and gave them dominion over the earth. So all of this other stuff is a construct that is man-made. It is not a God-ordained thing. And times, they are a-changing. we're going to keep working to be the change that we want to see. Are you with me? Are you with me? Well, beloved, I got another song I'm going to play for you before we call ourselves through. And this one is called Get Together. This is a blast from the past. This is the Youngbloods. But I like the message in this music. Here it is for you.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Some may go, he will surely pass. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the gray. Thank you.
Ain't that something? The young bloods. It's the young bloods that's saying, hey, we ain't taking this. We ain't buying into this. The Global Citizens Festival on the weekend and, you know, the climate strike last week. And the young people is like, you know, we not buying into all this division and schism. Oh, my gosh. And I just love it. I love it. I'm praying for y'all, rooting for y'all, walking with y'all. I'll talk with y'all. I'll hold your hand. I'll do whatever the time demand. All right. Remember, no matter how gray the day, no matter how low and dark the clouds, the sun is out there. And the sun's light is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. Hold on. Change is coming. Well, beloved, it's our time to get up out of here. In a few seconds, we counting down. But till we speak again, remember never to forget, God loves you, and I do too. And hey, y'all, let's smile on each other. Let's get it together. It's time to love one another right now.
Everybody get together. Try to love.